You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, and on this Thursday morning, let's take a quick look at the weather forecast before we get to the numbers from the CME Group in Chicago. Mostly sunny skies today here in our area with a high of 21 degrees, the wind chill between 4 and 14 above. North winds, by the way, at 3 to 7, so they're laying down. Tonight, a 40% chance of snow, mainly after midnight. Mostly cloudy, a low 15 degrees. Wind chills between 5 and 10 above on really light winds, but they'll turn to the southwest over midnight at 5 to 7. That'll bring us a 30% chance of snowfall before the noon hour tomorrow. It'll be cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny tomorrow, and we'll go to a high of 26 degrees. More on the weather forecast later this afternoon during the closing market report. We'll hear from Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather out of Chicago about the agricultural weather forecast. You can always find that, too, on our website at willag.org. Speaking of which, if you have not been there to pick up your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook, probably a good time, well, right now, maybe, to go there and do that. The All-Day Ag Outlook is the 8th day of March over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We'll have a dozen of our regular on-air analysts there for you to listen to along with four extra folks. It's a fantastic day. And for the $30, you get all of that plus coffee and donuts in the morning, actually coffee and really good Beef House rolls in the morning, and the lunch from the Beef House at the noon hour. Should be a great day. Get your tickets right now online at willag.org. It's the first thing there. There's a little button that says buy online tickets, or you can just dial this number, 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. In Chicago, futures in the corn pit are about a penny and three quarters higher today. In the March contract, it's around $3.62 and a quarter. July at 371 and a half, up a penny and a quarter. December corn at 384 and a half is up one. March beans are up 8.5 cents at $8.70 and three quarters. The May at 875 up eight. July up eight. August 8 and three quarters higher. November up 7 and a half at 885 and a quarter. Bean meal is $2.10 higher, 263.10. The bean oil up 47 cents. Wheat futures are a penny and a half higher at the March. July is up three. It's trading at 472 and a half for the new crop soft red. Hard red at 468 and a half, and the July is up 4 cents. Live cattle futures are down $2.57 and a half at this hour at 129.90 in the February. The April off $2.45 at 129.35, and March feeder cattle today are $3.05 lower at $148.17 and a half. April lean hog 62 and a half lower, rather higher at $68.97 and a half. We're joined now by Dan Zwicker in Waco, Texas, from Zwicker Consulting to take a look at this marketplace. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, nice little rally in the grains, oilseeds in particular. Why are soybeans higher today?
Well, you know, the soybean sales continue to at least be good enough to attain USDA's projections. So while we're still behind a year ago, that is basically considered supportive news as long as we're maintaining the current projections. South American beans are really not into the pipeline yet. They will be coming into the pipeline. But I think probably what's triggering most of the strength here this morning is short covering. The market was pretty well oversold by the time we went through USDA's report this week. Nothing earth-shattering in USDA's report, and the dollar continues its downward spiral, and that, I think, is probably offering some underlying support to the commodity complex.
Are we concerned about crude oil putting pressure on the marketplace still?
Well, they are, crude oil, I mean, is a reflection of basically an oversupply, and, you know, what we're seeing is basically OPEC has totally, blew up. I mean, the oil cartel, there isn't such a thing anymore. They may call it OPEC, but they're all pumping oil to generate dollars for their country. And, as cheaper oil goes, the more oil they have to pump out to generate the same amount of dollars. And then, of course, you got Iran coming on board. So, oil prices, look to me at least for the time being, are going to stay under pressure. And that is just basically a deflationary aspect to a lot of things. I mean, cheaper energy, allows you to produce goods and services cheaper. So that is kind of what we're seeing in the economy. The stock market was basically bubbled up with 0% interest rates. There was no place to go. The Federal Reserve policy of 0% interest rates basically was a detriment to senior citizens that usually rely on interest-bearing deals. So stockbrokers talked a lot of people into getting into the stock market to get some kind of return. And you can only put so much air in the balloon before the air starts coming out of it. And I think that's what we're seeing in the Dow. The other thing that I've noticed is Iran doesn't want to accept dollars for their oil. They want euros. So that is kind of an attempt, I think, and some countries may go along with it to try to move away from the dollar as the dominant world currency. It has about 50% of the market. And if they're successful in doing that, then that's going to continue. That's going to put some downward pressure in the dollar. And the only thing fearful of that is the Federal Reserve Board may have to tighten and raise interest rates to stop a downward spiral in the dollar. But for right now, it's not a serious situation. We're just going to maybe fall back to the low 90s, and we'll see what kind of support. But we're going to erase, I think, 2015 advances, and then we'll see if we can get some stabilization in the dollar.
Yeah, so the crude oil's transition into a more open marketplace, if that's really what's happening at this point, if your assumption here is correct that OPEC is not working together to control the marketplace, will be really interesting to watch. And then the thought about the euro leading rather than maybe the yuan or the dollar is an interesting one, too. So all kinds of interesting things to watch in the marketplace. Anything for producers today that they need to think about on old or new crop corn or soybeans?
Well, I still think we're going to stay under pressure until we get into the spring. You know, it's all going to be weather driven. There's no new demand around to generate a rally. So for the 90% of the time, commodities are all supply driven. And the only way we're going to get a major rally is if we begin to have weather issues here in the United States or abroad. So I guess I would tell farmers that they need to use rallies to peel off inventory, put some downward price projection, because I got some cyclical work that kind of indicates that this thing may not be any good on the upside until you get into the second quarter. So it wouldn't surprise me that we could drift, on into that March 31st report. And then we'll see how planting, whether or not we're going to have an early spring or a late spring. I'm kind of betting that we're going to have an early spring. And if we have an early spring, it's going to be very tough to get the market to rally if farmers are out starting to plant corn and soybeans.
Looking forward to talking to you during the closing market report and this week for Commodity Week as well, recorded this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Thanks so much.
Very well.
That is Dan Zwicker. He's with Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas. Joins us here on the mid-morning market report. A quick look at the marketplace tells us corn futures are still a bit higher, up around 1 to 2 cents. Soybean futures around 8 cents higher. Wheat futures for the soft red up 2 to 3, and the hard red is up about 4 cents at this hour. Live cattle futures are around down $2.70. Feeder cattle are off of about just about $3 at this time, and lean hogs are around 20 to 60 cents higher for the day. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. It's coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the central time zone. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast. Sunny and a high of 21 today. Tonight, we'll drop back to a low of 15 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny as we get towards the end of the day with a high of 26. And Friday night, we'll drop to a low low of a very cold 5 degrees. And on Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, a high of 14 degrees on a northwest wind, gusting all the way to 15. Don't forget to get your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook. You can do that online at WILLAG.org or just by calling this number, 800-898-1065. The All-Day is March the 8th. That's the Tuesday, second one in the month of March, and it's just $30.